good warden. But it belongs, of course, to the Roman Empire then. And empires today are not what they were.
Are they, Mrs. Thatcher?
Because you are listening to me, aren't you?
You're just as curious as everybody.
So, my dear Susan, your boyfriend is on the Exeter. I am Liberty. I know Ted. He is so far all right. Anxious, of course, and a little disappointed at all this useless waiting on board. Yesterday, he was likely telling his friend, if the crown would pay us for every mile we traveled, there would be it. Our boys also keep up their good humor and our waiting constantly. Of course, they are in their native land, on firm ground, well carved. Someone was hanging around at the edge animal. The odd 600,000 head of sheep that are here on our Malvinas Islands are the property of the Falkland Islands Company. And I can assure you that since all this started on the 2nd of April, we have not eaten a single piece of land, not even during Easter. And if you do not believe me, ask Ted in your next letter. And that is if he gets any letters, of course. The marines, in order to sleep, count sheep at night. This useless waiting is making them nervous, irritable, unable to get some shut eye. Mrs. Thatcher said that some prisoners of our rank had tin and scones on board and had repeated cases of dysentery. And on numerous occasions, they remembered Sir John Harrington, father of Prince Henry, prominent literate, and the founder of medieval medicine, to whom they attribute the invention of the first lavatory suit in 1556. Well, anyway, after our hygienic date, nothing nicer than a little music to calm the nerves. I'll be back. I am Liberty. I have an infinite number of things to tell you. I am a voice, a spirit, a country, a proud woman, proud to know that the world's beauty from Argentina speaks.